This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. The Rajya Sabha is holding a discussion on the Waqf Amendment Bill 2025. The Waqf Amendment Bill 2025 aims to streamline the management of Waqf properties, with provisions to safeguard heritage sites and promote social welfare. The legislation also aims to improve governance by enhancing transparency in property management. Moving the bill, Minority Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said that the bill has been brought after a detailed consultation with the stakeholders as well as in the Joint Parliamentary Committee. He urged the opposition parties to support this bill. Rejecting the opposition's allegations, he said, only Muslims can get the benefit of Waqf and it is not correct that any non-Muslim will interfere in the management of Waqf properties.
हम चाहते हैं कि सबको decision making का body में जगह मिलना चाहिए, इसलिए सबको empowerment कर लें. Efficiency को हम increase करने के लिए technology का इस्तेमाल करने का भरपूर इसमें प्रावधान किया गया है. अब centralized database होगा, digital portal होगा, जो सारा state boards के साथ में link होगा, live होगा. Work property का continuously registration, tracking, compliance पूरा व्यवस्था करके हमने efficiency को target दिया है.
Now we go live to Rajya Sabha.
To clear this amendment bill, sir, I am not going to quote some of the issues mentioned by several honorable members.
Honorable members,
sir,
honorable members need to be on their seats only.
I would like to tell you very...
And this is a serious debate. We need to listen to the former Prime Minister as also every other speaker. Please resume your seats.
I would like to just mention, in my career as a leader of the opposition, if the leader of the house kicked me with strong language, I used to take it sportively. I never intervened. Never.
That was former Prime Minister H.D. Devegowda expressing his views in the Rajya Sabha. Lok Sabha has passed the Coastal Shipping Bill 2024. The bill seeks to regulate vessels engaged in trade within Indian coastal waters. Under this bill, coastal waters mean territorial waters of India along with adjoining maritime zones. The bill aims to consolidate and amend the law relating to regulation of coastal shipping, promote coastal trade, and encourage domestic participation. India and Thailand today signed 6 agreements for cooperation in various fields, including IT, maritime, MSME, handicrafts, and handloom sectors. The agreements were exchanged following bilateral talks between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his Thai counterpart V. Shinawatra at Bangkok this afternoon. Addressing a joint statement following the bilateral talks, Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Thailand said Thailand holds a special place in India's Act East policy and Indo-Pacific vision.
भारत की एक्ट ईस्ट पॉलिसी और हमारे इंडो पैसिफिक विजन में थाईलैंड का विशेष स्थान है. आज हमने अपने संबंधों को स्ट्रेटेजिक पार्टनरशिप का रूप देने का निर्णय लिया है. सुरक्षा एजेंसियों के बीच स्ट्रेटेजिक डायलॉग स्थापित करने पर भी चर्चा की. साइबर क्राइम के शिकार भारतीयों को वापस भारत भेजने में थाईलैंड सरकार से मिले सहयोग के लिए हमने थाईलैंड सरकार का आभार प्रकट किया.
On to sports now. In IPL T20 cricket, Kolkata Knight Riders will face Sunrisers Hyderabad at Eden Gardens in Kolkata this evening at 7:30 p.m. Earlier, Gujarat Titans defeated Royal Challengers Bengaluru by 8 wickets at M. Chinnaswamy Stadium in Bengaluru last night. And the 15th Hockey India Senior Men National Championship is set to kick off tomorrow at Major Dhyan Chand Hockey Stadium in Jhansi, Uttar Pradesh. And that is the end of this news bulletin.